Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. 87-7, 33-7, a six, and two more sixes get you on the show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. It's one of those nights. I was just listening to all the Rangers calls and the Rangers talk, and I do not envy the position of Rangers fans right now. But maybe I will later tonight, as they're going to potentially advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. But man, the nervousness has set in, and we're getting ready for that game. I got to get that game on, but I'm watching the Make It Happen Mets. They better make it happen tonight. Backs against the wall. Pete Alonso with the solo shot. Brett Beatty going 0 for 14. He's 0 for no more. Drives in the next run. The Mets are up 2-0 down in Philly. And, of course, we're going to talk about your New York Yankees. As I watch this Yankee team, what I'm understanding is, man, this clubhouse, the chemistry, all we talked about in the offseason with these different pieces, how would Marcus Stroman fit in the clubhouse? Looking at him today, I'm like, this guy is Clark Schmidt's biggest fan. And a lot of us cried for Blake Snell. For Jordan Montgomery, some of you even lobbying for Trevor Bauer over Clark Schmidt. And all Clark did was lock in, control what he could control. And he's got it under control. That was a great outing by him. 8 Ks and his longest outing of his career. And we don't need anybody else. We don't even have Gerrit Cole right now. And these guys know this because in that clubhouse, these guys love each other. You can see it. And I mean love. I mean love. When you see Rizzo and Judge, Rizzo with his arm over Judge, his hand on Judge's arm, these guys are brothers. They got love for each other. And a couple weeks ago when Judge was struggling, Rizzo said, we go as Judgey goes, right? He's the face of the franchise. He's the captain. He's the highest paid player on the team. And we were worried about him. And rightfully so. Coming out of being spring beat up, pulled out of spring training, having two at-bats in a game, missing some spring training games, getting an MRI, going off of last year, which, man, it feels good to be away from last year. 82 and 80 seems like it was in the distant past. But how did we end up 82-80? We didn't have All Rise number 99, Aaron Judge. So, you know, the doubt set in and the fear set in that maybe Judge was compromised, maybe Judge was hurt, maybe he wasn't going to return to form. But, man, has he ever. And I really look at it as the day that he got his first career ejection to now, he absolutely turned it on. He might have been a little pissed off. Sometimes that's all it takes. All right, you're going to ring me up. You're going to throw me out. Somebody's going to pay. Aaron Boone said somebody was going to pay when Judge figured it out, when Judge started to find it. And he's hitting the ball 470 feet now. He's spraying the ball all over the yard. He looks like the Aaron Judge we're accustomed to seeing. 877-337-6666. So the conversation around the Yankees is they win another series. And if you listen to me last night and this whole week, I said I don't want to get into the habit that we got into 2 years ago in 2022, comparing this Yankee team to every other Yankee team that, oh, in history, the Yankees have only done this eight other times in their history. And out of those eight times, five of those times, they went on to win the, I don't even want to say it. We all know what the goal is. We all know what the mission is. We all know what we're trying to see at the end of this year and what this team is built for. The conversation tonight will go from the chemistry of the team and how much fun these guys have and how these guys pick each other up and they believe in each other, like Gleyber Torres, who the fans, we're negative. We fight each other. What's the greatest rivalry in baseball? Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We disagree on everything. You can't even have your name on the back of your jersey that your grandma bought you without a Yankee fan telling you that's not valid. And with Gleyber Torres, there's a lot of Yankee fans that love Gleyber, and there's a lot of Yankee fans that are done with Gleyber. I'm more on the side of being done, but I'm a Yankee fan. I root for everybody in that road gray jersey, in those pinstripes. Do I want to see Gleyber struggle? Hell no. I want to see Gleyber get back to being Gleyber like he has since they sat him down in favor of putting Oswaldo Cabrera at second base and John Birdie at third and just, boop, hit a reset on the guy. Let him sit down for a day. Let him sit down for a day and think about it. I'm playing for the New York Yankees in a contract year, surrounded by superstars, surrounded by my brothers, guys that love me. This is a family. That's what Gleyber Torres said himself as far as the support he's gotten from his teammates. They continue to believe in him. And now he's coming out of it a little bit, and that only helps our chances. So the conversation will shift from the chemistry and how these guys have picked it up. Volpe's fine leading off, right? Hit refresh on your information. Volpe has adjusted. He looks good again leading off. And I don't want to say this guy has cooled off, but he hasn't been as dominant as he first was. He hasn't been saving the team and carrying the team because now other guys like Volpe, Judge, Gleyber, Verdugo, the dog, like, you know, these guys have stepped up and the pitching has been great. But the conversation floating around Juan Soto, we talked about it a little bit last night. I kind of was thrown off because it had been weeks since we heard Juan Soto to the Mets. And obviously last night, a lot of the calls that I took on the Mets were around Steve Cohen and the deleted tweet and how the Phillies own the Mets and the Braves own the Mets and how the Phillies should blow it up or the Mets should blow it up and they're about to get swept by the Phillies. Well, maybe not tonight. We'll see what happens here. But what I said last night was Juan Soto being on the other side of New York with Aaron Judge and Volpe and all these other guys, go through the names. They win every series for the most part. They travel places and Yankee fans follow them. They'll be back in the Bronx tomorrow night. And you'll see how the fans greet Juan Soto in right field. He wants to leave that to go across town. We haven't been having that conversation for a while. It doesn't make sense to have that conversation. But the conversation has come back up and it's shifted because Hal Steinbrenner did a podcast, and Jack Curry was talking to him about Juan Soto, and he said, yeah, we want him to be a Yankee for life, and he's definitely a player that we want to see be a Yankee, and he's a different kind of player, and this is a different type of circumstance. And then Scott Boras commented and said, he's always happy to talk to Hal, and Juan is getting to know the Yankee organization, but his singular focus is winning. And if you just heard the drop, Juan Soto said the door has been open. In the first series against the Astros, there was a Dominican reporter who asked him the same thing. Juan Soto's been saying the same thing. We're open to talk, but talk is talk. If you ask me, Juan Soto is a Yankee for the rest of his life. He's home. He is in the Mecca. He is in the pinstripes. There is no better brand or destination for this baseball player that we've heard about for all of these years being generational, and now we're seeing every night. But I think he'll hit free agency because that is how the game is played. 877-337-6666. And speaking of how the game is played, the Mets seem to be getting played every offseason. Yamamoto used the Mets to drive up the number from what I thought was going to be around 250 for the guy to 325. And here come the Dodgers. I don't expect the Dodgers to be players for Juan Soto, but I expect the Mets to be players. But I don't actually believe in my heart of hearts that there's any dollar amount that would make Juan Soto turn his back on the Yankee organization after this year, which we are only on the second half of May, 45 games. They're 30-15. There's no way this guy is actually saying, well, yeah, I'll just go put on one of those five Mets jerseys, gray City Connect jersey, new black jerseys. They just brought the blue jerseys back. Obviously, they have the gray jerseys, the white jerseys. I don't think Juan Soto's putting on any one of those jerseys for any amount of money. And all it's going to take is Hal Steinbrenner to close the deal. The Yankees print money. I hate that we have to remind y'all of that all the time. People act like the Yankees are broke or the Yankees aren't the Yankees. The Yankees are going to pay Juan Soto. They know that. They're prepared to do that. But I think they have a leg up in the game just based off this last couple months and the chatter that we're hearing now. I think it's positive. I think it's good. At least we have some back and forth in the negotiations. You know who he's not negotiating with during the season? Steve Cohen or the Phillies or the Giants or the Padres or anyone else. Not the Padres. He just came from the Padres. But, you know, teams that have spent money in recent time. So we'll talk about Juan Soto. We'll talk about whether you think he's going to be a free agent, whether you think he's going to sign with the Mets, the Yankees. We'll talk about Aaron Judge being all the way back, way, way, way back, over your head, third deck, hitting the fresh direct terrace in Yankee Stadium. Look out. Anthony Volpe making the adjustment. It took a little while, but he is a pro's pro. The kid loves baseball. He locks in and he's figured it out again at the leadoff spot. And then you've got the cast of characters from Rizzo to Verdugo to even our catcher. Shout out to Austin Wells and Jose Trevino. Refresh your information on the Yankees catchers. These guys were both hitting under 100. Now, since late April, they're one of the best tandems in Major League Baseball. 877, you know the number to dial. So got eyes on this Mets game, and I think once the Mets game ends, we'll get more into that conversation around David Stearns and what they're doing here. I know there are a lot of Mets fans that are like, blow it up. I took a call from young Josh the other night, and it was kind of discouraging because I'm talking about the Mets trying to find an identity early on in this season and how they've hovered around 500, but now they're going in the wrong direction, and Francisco Lindor might be a leader, but he's not the leader of the team based on his lack of performance at the plate. Pete Alonso is the face of the franchise, but he's still waiting to get paid, so that hangs over you. Jeff McNeil is not what you thought he was going to be a couple years ago. He got paid. He's at the bottom of the order. Brandon Nimmo scratched today, leading off. Nimmo got paid. You paid him as a center fielder. Moved him over. It seems like he got plenty of outfielders between Bader and Tyrone Taylor and DJ Stewart and Marte. And here comes Mark Vientos back up again. JD Martinez is a professional hitter. Like, you have enough guys, you think. And then when you look at the Mets pitching in the rotation, it's better than advertised. And when you add a young Christian Scott, And when you have a Luis Severino return into form, Kodai Senga on the mend, David Peter, like you have options. But already, in my opinion, the Mets have deployed too many different starting pitchers. Got to get that rotation squared away. And obviously, when guys get healthy, you can do that. But I think that's the only way. They need consistency. They need a consistent lineup, consistent five guys that throw every 5 days. And then they need the schedule to soften up and make a run. Got to get right before June. Can't have another June swoon where last year you didn't win a series. Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you feel as we watch this Mets game. And now this Rangers game is underway. And I'm not a Rangers fan. I have no reason to be nervous. I am nervous for you. I am nervous for you. I think that they're the better team. I think that they're a wagon. I think that they have so much talent. And they're almost the opposite kind of story than the team that they share the garden with, right? They have their full complement of guys. So much so that they were getting guys back, guys that we thought were ruled out for the year. They got stronger as the season went on. And the Knicks have lost guys, Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. And yeah, OG's ruled out, but he shouldn't play another game in this series, six or seven. But Knicks in six. And my message for the Knicks fans as that game comes up tomorrow is, I know you believe, but I think both teams, the Rangers and the Knicks, man, they got to end it in six. They say the greatest two words in sports is game seven. Not really. Because anything can happen in game seven. Somebody could eat their Wheaties one day and have the game of their life, and that dictates the series. I'm a measly Brooklyn Nets fan, and I remember going to game seven in full confidence that Kevin Durant and the Nets were winning that. And that was one of the worst live games I ever saw. So the Knicks fans know that if Jalen Brunson's foot is good, they're the tougher team, the better conditioned team, the grittier team, that they're going to handle business. But call me up if you saw, and I saw BT and Sal talking about it, and I went and looked for the video. Call me up if you saw those cocky TD Garden fans outside chanting F New York, trying to be like the Knicks fans that mob the streets after games, that make viral videos, that obviously called for them first saying we want Boston in the first series against the 76ers. But I didn't hear any Buck Faustin. I heard a loud F New York coming from the Celtics. We need that series. I think the Knicks go to Indiana and end that in six. So that's where we're at, folks. About 20 minutes in here, KM to AM. Call me up and join the show. Call me up with your Yankee takes on the starting rotation being solid. I mean, you watch Rodon and Stroman and Clark go out there. And Minnesota Nice, the Twins, our pals, always there for us, ready to lay down whenever we need them to. I was going into that series talking about how good the Twins have been this year, how they ripped off 10 wins in a row. They won something like 15 out of 17. And does not matter. Not when the Yankees face them. They are doormats. And the lineup looks good. The changes to the lineup. Did I say anything about Giancarlo Stanton? Shout out to Giancarlo Stanton hitting home runs, driving the ball, not just home runs. I mean, these guys have a complement of players to the point where DJ LeMahieu's on the mend. It's crowded. DJ's got to come back and perform. And I was reading something today which has changed my position on Jason Dominguez, the Martian. It seems like the Yankees aren't going to rush that young man back. They're going to slow play it with him because there's not really room for him. In my mind, I'm thinking you bring Jason Dominguez back and he starts in center field every day. But they have no problem with Judge playing center field every day because he's not hurt. The toe's not an issue. There is no oblique problem. They're not in a rush to take Judgey out of center. And Judge is perfectly fine being there every day. So it isn't like they're going to fast-track the Martian from the Tampa Tarpons all the way up. And I think back to last year, that whole thing with him coming up to face the Astros and the first swing of his bat, taking Justin Verlander deep, I'll never forget it. That was a break glass in case of emergency situation. We needed that. The Yankees had lost like 9 games in a row. The Yankees were just out of it. We needed offense, needed morale. The fans were planning fire Cashman night. And a quick way to quell all of that, a quick way to throw cold water on all of that was to bring up Austin Wells, but really, you know, Jason Dominguez. Peraza was up, and I know a lot of you on Yankee Twitter are talking about, you see Peraza? You see he's hitting, he's back, he's hitting home runs, and there's no room for him either. If there's no injuries, right, the Yankees are really only waiting on Gerrit Cole to return. And then there's obviously a conversation there who comes out of the rotation. Luis Gil coming back from Tommy John, being the youngest guy. I don't know. If you watch that guy pitch, he's not the first guy you want to take out of the rotation. But it makes sense for a lot of different reasons. Call me up and tell me who you'd move or bump, or if you'd go six-man rotation. Plenty of baseball to talk between the Yankees and Mets stories. Obviously, Knicks fans, you're welcome as we get ready for that game coming up tomorrow. You're welcome to chime in. And I think we just wait on the Rangers conversation as this game is underway. It's tense. There's about 12 minutes left in the first period. If I refresh my feed, I'm in here watching on Manny's TV through the glass. I got the Mets on the TV in here, but it's the most wonderful time. We've got both teams playing. Obviously, the Mets not playing as good as the Yankees, but conversation around both. We've got both teams in the Garden in the playoffs, game sixes. And I don't know who thought those Giants jerseys were cool, but they got to go back to the drawing board with that. The Giants. I understand the 100-year stuff, and I thought they were doing a good job rolling that out. Then when I saw Daniel Jones in the uniform and the Wolverine helmets and the tan pants, whenever you try to go back to the leather helmet days or that type of look, it just doesn't work in modern-day NFL football. I don't think these jerseys, they're rugby-looking jerseys. I don't think they're good. And if the Giants are losing and getting smacked in them, they're going to be even worse. How come we can't have the Giants wear the jerseys that they had last year where it says Giants across the helmet? And it's like the Lawrence Taylor's more like the 80s, early 90s look. They didn't like that look. That's a, I don't know. I think that's the best look for the Giants on the turf and on the uniforms. But yeah, we'll talk Giants. We'll talk schedule as well later in the night around who the Giants are going to face and who the Jets are going to face. And there's plenty to do here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Can't wait to talk to you. 877-337-6666. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.